As always, I'm waiting on Yoni to be ready to record because somehow there's always something to do. Like right now he's rinsing his coffee cup, which I do appreciate, you know. You gotta rinse. You gotta at least put some water in the pans, in the pots, in the cups. You can't just leave it dry to dry up in the sink, you know. Now he's putting on his glasses, thinking he's all that. When Yoni wears these glasses, looks like he has children, which I like. It's cute.
What's up, everybody? I'm back on the couch.
Nice.
Feeling good today?
Yeah,
I'm excited for today's episode.
I mean, we are just continuing last week's episode.
I can still be excited for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think we should just get right into it.
You want to jump right into it?
I do have an appointment.
Okay.
I feel like there's so many episodes where I just gotta go leave for something.
Yeah.
So we're carrying on. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you should, because this is a part two of our pre-baby bucket list.
Last episode was so fun. It was really fun.
Lap episode. Yeah, last episode was good.
That's how I said it?
No, that's how I was gonna say it.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about the places we want to go travel and all that. And we also talked about our self-care and wellness, like things we want to just like keep in mind as we're getting closer to our timeline. And when we do get closer to like our timeline, when we want to like get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
I kind of don't want to talk about it, because when we do let people know that we are pregnant, I want it to be like a surprise.
I mean, yeah, we're not going to be like, so guys, we're trying.
I guess, yeah.
We try today. That would be crazy.
No, that'd be wild.
Oh my God.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I guess like we're talking a lot about like, I feel like this season we've talked quite a bit about kids and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I want to be like done talking about it for like a minute.
Yeah.
So people almost like forget that we're like thinking about it, and then we're pregnant.
We talked about it so much, and I feel like people will just keep wondering
about
that. Yeah,
it's not like people really are keeping up with us like that anyway, so it doesn't matter. But let's get into the rest of the list, right? So let's start with relationship.
Because
we have a few categories, right? We have travel, we have relationship, we have a home. We talked about that in the last episode. We have career things and social stuff. So let's talk about relationship. What are some things that you feel like for our relationship before we, it's no longer just the two of us, do you think we should prioritize when it comes to our relationship? Like, I'll just read what we have on the list. I feel like that's easier.
I mean, there's one that I want to say right now,
okay.
Is that I think I want to go on just a lot of dates.
Mm.
Take it back to day one, you know?
Yeah, we really like, we don't prioritize going on dates, because we're together so often that it feels almost like there's no need to like go on a date type of thing.
Yeah. Like, let's get dressed up really nicely and go to like a few just nice dinners, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be good. I feel like that's important to do in a relationship, because sometimes you get caught up in, we're living our lives, we're working together, and it's like, it's cool and all, but like, life is happening, life is not passing by, but life is not waiting for nobody, you know? It's Tuesday, and the next thing you know, it's Friday.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, let's take some time and be like, you know, on Friday, we're going to go out. We're going to step out, just me and you, because again, once we have a baby, it ain't no stepping out like that.
Yeah.
Without any kind of thinking of anything else.
Yeah.
It's such a thing to just like, okay, you know, let's just go and we can come back whenever we want. And, you know, so let's do that.
I hear that. And I want to add to that to say, I want to start implementing, I don't know how often, but maybe we should do it like at least once a month, if not twice a month, that we have a full tech-free weekend.
Tech-free weekend.
Tech-free. I think instead of tech-free, we should just say screen-free. Specifically.
Yeah. A full weekend? Screen-free? Screen-free?
Forgets how to talk. Gets so scared. No screen? Yeah, I'm talking like Saturday and Sunday. No screens.
That's too much. That's a lot.
No.
That's a lot. Yeah, honestly, that's
a lot. 1 week in a month.
That might be a lot for me.
The last
weekend. Can I split it? Can I split the weekend in like one day here and the next week the other day?
No, one full weekend. The last weekend of every month, both Saturday and Sunday, from when we wake up to when we go to bed on Sunday, we will not use our phone.
Well, you know, I have like people in my life, right?
Yeah, I mean, talking on the phone is different. I'm saying no being on the phone, like scrolling, looking on Instagram.
What about posting a little story?
No, off. You can post on Monday what you did this weekend. It's okay. They're like, nobody's really like, oh, where is Yoni at? What is he up to?
You don't know. People looking for me.
People are also living their life on a weekend.
So I feel like I like that idea. I like
no
that idea.
Phone. Other than like, yeah, if you call somebody or something, that's different. But like no using like your phone for anything else other than that.
Okay. What about the Patreon episode that comes out on Sunday?
Yeah,
on
you better get that shit done before the Sunday. Okay. Also no TV. Like no TV show, no movies. None of that.
Okay.
If we want to go like watch a movie, we'll go watch a movie like in the theaters.
That's a big screen right there.
Because I feel like it would just be good to have like one weekend where we don't entertain ourselves with screens.
So what do you think about a movie theater? You don't think that's a screen, babe?
Okay, I said worst case, like if you really want to go like watch a movie or something, that will at least take you out of the house. But it would just be nice to challenge ourselves that like one weekend we simply just don't use, not on the computer, we're not on the phone, we're not looking at the projector,
okay,
none of that. And let's see what happens. Like, what are we going to entertain ourselves with all day?
You know, the other day we were talking about what do people do? Those who don't have social media at all. And it was kind of embarrassing to admit that I don't know how you can, I mean.
How would one entertain themselves if they didn't have social media?
I mean, there's a lot of ways to be
honest. There's a lot of ways.
There's books, activity, come home, watch TV. If you live with someone, talk to them about some shit. Like,
yeah, so
there's a lot of ways.
I want to have a weekend where like the TV is not even an option.
Yeah, no TV, no computer. And yeah, let's
what happens.
And then talk about it on a pod. Screenless weekend.
That's I'm actually gonna write that down in the episode.
Screenless.
Record, so I don't
you guys
forget.
Know I love titles. Okay.
A title really helps like guide us. Screen.
Yeah, we have a list where we write down all of you guys' suggestions and episode topics. So if you have any, just send it over and we'll add it to the list.
Yeah, I think that would just be really good for us, and I think we were going to enjoy it a lot. We can paint. We can like go for a long walk. We can spend like we can play music and make dinner together. We can play board games, just me and you. We can like go hang out with some friends.
Yeah.
All that. Not that we don't hang out with friends.
No, but I do like that idea a lot.
I think that would be really nice. 1 weekend a month, we'll do that. Okay. I wrote, spend more time not talking about work.
This is something that we've been struggling with ever since we became business partners.
Yeah.
We talk about work as if we're talking about anything else.
It's just hard not to.
It's so effortless. Like, I actually like it.
Yeah, like, it's fun.
I love talking about work because it's like, what should we do for the pod? What should we add?
But it's not always just the podcast. Sometimes we talk about your work.
That's true.
Sometimes we talk about my work.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because it's so integrated into our lives. And we also, again, like, just spend so much time together that we don't need to dedicate a specific moment to, like, catch up or to talk about, like, our family or, like, our relationship or like random different things, because we talk about all those things when they randomly come to us because we're mostly in the same space. So if there's something that I want to tell you, like, oh, you know what I just thought about? I'll just tell you when I thought about it. I don't have to save it for when we have like a date night and then we talk about it.
Yeah, or you don't have to save it for when you see me when we get home from work.
Exactly.
It's like you can see me right there.
Yeah, but then there are times obviously when like we don't see each other and then I'll have like a story to tell you or you have something to tell me.
I like when we save stories for the pod. If it's appropriate.
Let's not make it all about work.
No, but like sometimes when something happens and you're not around me, I'm like, yeah. I need to save that for the pod. And I'm going to tell you and just get your reaction then, because it just makes for good. It's a good episode. You know, people like that kind of stuff. I like
that's
it when
true,
people
that's
do
true.
It.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's the next one?
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I have another one, and I don't know, I'm interested to see what you think about this one, but I would like to do a photo shoot. Maybe more than one.
A photo shoot. Are we talking about like photo booth photo shoot or like an
actual?
That's
not a photo shoot. Going to a photo booth.
So like actually like hire a photographer and have them like photograph
like,
us.
Yeah, like and like for us to get like, you know, your hair is going to be like nice and fresh like it is now. Like I just think it would be really cool to have like a very nicely shot, like nicely dressed like how we like to dress. And I don't know, somewhere outside or something like that. And it's like a cool, just like Alia Yoni photo shoot. I think it would be nice to have just because like we don't have a lot of photos together.
We do.
I mean, we have photos together that we take either ourselves or like the one time. We just don't have those friends that take photos of us. Like Yoni's like in our couple, in our relationship, he's the guy that like takes photos of other people.
Of everyone.
But we don't have like the other friends that we have that might be in a couple, they're not like that. Like one person in the relationship is not really like the photographer of the relationship.
Yeah.
And isn't really like we don't have friends that think like, oh, let me take photos of
Yeah, because everyone is just like in the moment, you know, like I'm the only one who thinks about, ooh, I got to take a photo of this. I got to take a photo of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, they look cool over there. Let me go over there and just take a photo. I just think like that.
And because
so,
like we just don't really have a lot of photos together that it's like, oh, like look at us when we were young, you know, something like that. And there's something about a photo shoot that is nice too, because I don't know, you get to be really. I just think it would be a nice idea. Like right now I'm looking at you with like your hair that you just got done. It's so like nice and fresh. And then you put it up and then you can really see your like beautiful face. I want to record us in time.
I feel like we are recorded in time on the internet. But I get what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily for the internet. It's for us.
I get what you're saying. No, I want that too.
Like I just don't think we
what
have that
many
photos
What made you think about that? Is
together.
It like your grandparents' photos when they were young? Like actual photos?
I don't remember. I wrote this like a long time ago.
No, I want to do that. I want to do it. That'd be really dope, actually.
And also one where it's like we look like nice and like we put an outfit together and it's like a nice location. And also like we didn't have a wedding.
Yeah.
Where we had like photos on our wedding day and we didn't have a reception and we didn't have like these other things where it's like we have a photo where you and I just like, you know, look the best we've ever looked, if you want to say that.
Yeah. No, I definitely want that.
You know?
I need to have like a nice collar shirt.
No, I think you should have like, not a suit, but you should have like a, it's funny because as in between recording this, I was looking on Instagram and then there was like a, this like content creator that just got married and she posted like photos from when they had their reception, like the welcome drinks or whatever. So they were dressed up, but not in like a bride and groom type of outfit. It was more like the guy was wearing this like sort of slightly oversized, like not super tailored or tight suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like wearing this nice dress, but it wasn't like a wedding, like a bride dress. Anyways, it was just nice. And they looked very like chic.
Yeah.
But effortless, you know?
We'll do that.
So I feel like it'd be cool to do that. And the last one I have on here is I think it would be really cool and maybe we can figure out when would be the best time to do this, but we should record a video message to our future selves as parents.
That's gonna be, I feel like we already have one. We already have one.
How do
but
we
that
already?
One is crazy. The one we have is crazy.
What do you mean we already have one?
Yeah.
What? Which one?
The one that we recorded, I don't know if you guys know this, but we recorded a video for our future kid.
He did.
In my old room, remember?
Yeah, that's not really like what I'm talking about. That's like so random. I'm talking about like sitting down, turning the camera on.
Like a podcast episode?
No, like talking into the camera as if like you're wishing someone happy birthday through a video.
Do you want to do separately?
No, or like together.
Damn, that'd be kind of like
crazy. Not just randomly in a video mentioning like our future children. I'm talking about a message also to ourselves.
Should we say for what year it is? Like, hey Yoni, it's 2025 right now.
Or yeah.
Like Yoni in like 2035.
Exactly.
Like, do you address the time you're in now or do you address them in the future?
Both. You do both. I feel like that would be so cool. It's like we record it right now. We say the date, where we're at, where we're living. And like, we'll just talk.
So it's kind of like, hey, Yoni, it's 2023 now. You have two beautiful children.
You're not talking in the future. You're just talking about where you are right now.
Oh, so what do I say then?
Just say where we at. It's like a recorded part of, like, you're just saying, like, we're living in this apartment in Brooklyn.
Oh, like that. Okay. Like, I'm thinking like you're predicting the future.
No. No. The point is to say, like, also it would be cool to, it's kind of like a journal entry to, like, say, what are the things that we're working on right now? Mm-hmm. Like, what trips maybe we have coming up?
What's
where we just came back from?
I like that idea.
Like, random shit like that.
You know who did that?
Who?
Mr. Beast.
He
recorded a YouTube video 10 years ago, and it actually just came out earlier this month.
Yeah, see, we're not putting this on the internet. We're not monetizing this.
That he was, and he scheduled it.
Okay.
So he recorded in 2015, and it came out this year. And he was like, yeah, so I'm here in my room right now, and he looks so different. It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Well, I wrote this before he did all that, just so you know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, on to the next. We have career and finance goals or like pre-baby. I mean, this is like a pre-baby bucket list slash like plan before we have a kid.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you know, plan to have as much money as we possibly can.
Obviously. I mean, for the finance one, we have to talk to a financial advisor about like business and personal budget slash saving and create a plan and budget for all that. Because that's one thing that like we don't have. We don't have a budget.
I feel like it's going to be so helpful to, because you can actually see everything. Like everything is categorized. We kind of just like eyeball. Like
for me, I would love to like meet with somebody and be like, here's my tax return. This is like how much money we made. Like this is how much money we spent. All these things are business, podcast, all this stuff, etc.
Yeah.
Based on this, how much money should I spend or should I stay under to spend every month as a business and then personal and then
yeah
and have few variations. And it's like, this is how much if like this is your goal. So if I want to have like a child, Like, how much should I factor in? And then if I want to save money for a home, like, what should I do for that?
And they might even bring up some stuff that we don't even think about.
Oh, like, I'm sure they will.
And there's also this thing that would be great for you guys. And we're just going to be like, oh, we didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Because I feel like they have a good gauge on, like, okay, if you want to buy a home, these days, it's hard to find a home. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, I feel like all the homes these days are like $1 million, which is insane.
$1 million home. I remember. I mean, not all. But
no, of course not all. It just depends like where you live and
what kind of home you want.
Yeah. I mean, I would like more than one bedroom.
Yeah.
But regardless, like, homes are really expensive right now. Interest rates are really high right now. So we're not necessarily looking to buy a home like within the next year or even 2 years. But like, you want to start saving and like make a plan so that when you are ready to buy a home, like, usually that means you're financially ready. But to be financially ready, you have to like be working towards that goal. So,
but like, not just working, you have to, it's like you're working, but it's like very like planned.
Well, yeah,
like
you're working.
You know what you're doing.
The money's coming in, but it's about like, what are you doing with the money?
I know.
Are you investing it? Like, where is it going? How much money should you like make a budget for yourself that it's like, okay, after rent and after like the necessities, this is how much I have left over to like play around with every month.
Yeah.
That has to be like an established thing if you want to be really serious about like putting money aside.
And also just spending habits.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's so easy, especially here in New York. You go outside, you spend $20 and then you didn't even mean to. 20 is not even.
Not 20 is like, it's like $2. Nah, you'd be spending like $50 without even realizing. It's like, oh yeah, let me get a coffee, then let me go do this, then let me go do that. Easy.
There's a pop-up out of nowhere. Like, you left your house to go get one thing and then there's an amazing pop-up somewhere. You're like, damn, I need that, or I want to stop by.
Yeah, because you can just, yeah, there's just...
They just pop up everywhere for no reason.
And another thing is to plan for our parental leave, which this is like... career/finance in the sense that because we work for ourselves with the podcast, with all the videos and all the content and all that, we are on a weekly cycle.
That turnaround is quick.
Because of that, when we will, you know, the first couple months, 3-4 months after like the baby arrives, most people that have a regular job, depending on the, you know, every country is different. We are not going to talk about where is what, because in the U.S. there's like basically no maternity leave. But we have to like basically create that for ourselves and plan for that. So it's like, okay, how much time are we like going to take off completely from all these things? What does that mean for like, you know, the podcast? What does that mean for YouTube? What does that mean for like me and with my agency, like talking about that, figuring out like how much time do people usually take off? Like, do you pre-film? Yeah. You know, it's like it's weird because like we've never like taken time off. Like, it's usually like you take time off, but you actually just have to work double the amount or triple the amount before you take the time off. So then when you're off, there's still content being put out.
Yeah, that's what we usually do whenever we go anywhere. That's why like we can be in Europe for a month, but then the episodes still come out weekly because right before we left, we were just in the studio just pre-recording and filming.
And that's another thing, like with my videos too, it's like the big thing for me is for the videos to be like in real time sort of. Like, nobody wants to watch a video that was filmed in August and it's now December.
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean, do you know that though?
What do you, I don't like that. It's like for a vlog, people like right now, whenever I'm watching like a vlog or something, I like seeing somebody that is in the same like time as me.
Yeah, it's like watching a vlog that just happened like a couple days ago or like that week.
Yeah, it's like they're also drinking like a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's important to put it out like soon after. And this is something I'm learning with my YouTube channel. Like, I just posted a video that was from like a month ago.
More than that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
I think
I get it.
I think with your types of videos, it could be a little bit different, but I know for like vlog and lifestyle content, I like consuming content that I know was like recorded not that long ago. and yeah. was also like, they're, you know, it's October, and they're also talking about like what they're doing in October. They're not talking about like what they did in June.
It's October, then it's like, yeah, I'm about to go swimming. It's a beautiful summer day today. It's like, wait, no, it's snowing summer. Outside.
I mean, if you're on vacation going somewhere and it's hot there, that's different. But yeah. Thinking about like, am I going to pre-film videos? And like, what are those videos going to be like? And then,
I mean, for audio episodes, though, I will say, I know you're talking about your videos, but continue. For the audio episodes, I feel like that could easily be continued, like in real time.
I'm not trying to like worry about having to record the podcast when we're like taking care of our 10-day-old baby.
I know, right? That might be impossible. Yeah.
No, it's not impossible. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like for the first couple of months, like we're going to be in like changing diapers, like sleep deprived. I'm not trying to like. Oh, yeah, that's
true. Forgot about the sleeping part.
Yeah. You're going to be waking up every 2 hours. Like I am not trying to think about like having to sit down here and.
Having the podcast.
And then it's like, oh, the baby's crying. Wait, hold on a second. Let me pause it. Like, hell no.
Yeah, that's going to be too much.
So that's something that like we have to figure out. Obviously not right now, but like eventually we have to figure out what. Like how much time we're going to take off. What are we going to do to prepare for that?
Yeah, WTJ break will be coming up.
Yeah, parentally. I mean, no, it's not coming up.
No, like coming up whenever that time will be.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's in terms of career. Let's see. What do we have?
In terms of career before the baby or just in general?
This is like before the baby.
You know, I was thinking about for me, I really, really, really want to have my first gallery, whether it's with another artist in collaboration or just myself.
Mm.
And I was thinking about that this morning. And the reason why, I feel like I have enough photos for a show, for a gallery.
Okay.
But I'm stuck between having a themed gallery or just my favorite moments that I've captured, because it's like, I don't always have to, not everything has to be cohesive. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's nice when you walk into a gallery and it's titled something and all these photos are from, maybe I can do it like from one specific location. These are all the photos. But like as far as like telling the story, and I feel like people over romanticize telling the story. Which I get why people like that, telling a story in within your photograph. But for me, sometimes it's about just when I'm stepping outside, I'm talking about street photography, when I'm stepping outside and I'm just capturing what life gives me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's very hard to like force the story. Like we talked about the art museum. It's like you can make up anything. I don't like to do that. It doesn't feel like genuine to me. If I can, in hindsight, I can be like, okay, cool, there's a story here, but I don't...
I mean, sometimes it doesn't have to be like a legit story. It could also be like a visual theme. It could be like an intention behind the photos where it's like a series.
Yeah.
Like some people, you know, it's like, it's not always just a story. Sometimes like someone put together a gallery that is like, I don't know, like same subject or the same...
Or same location.
Like there has, like, it almost feels like for you to make have a showing, there has to be a thread between like all the photos that you can follow.
But see, that's what I'm battling with. I feel like it doesn't always have to be like that. It's something
I mean, that's up to you. I just feel like most of the time when you see a gallery, it's like that. It's not just like, these are the artist's favorite photos. Okay, one second, because the laptop is dying as we're recording this. And what are you going to plug it in? Yeah, but both of the things are being used. We can pause this. Okay, we're back. Sorry, we had to plug in the computer.
But you get what I'm saying? And that's one of those things that I feel like it holds me back and I'm overthinking, like, what's the story?
I do
like,
think it would be... useful for you to like, I don't know, network and maybe like talk to a few other people that have like had their own shows, like maybe even talk to like a gallerist, not necessarily for you to like try to have a gallery or like a show in a gallery. You can like, you know, have your own show in like a space.
That's probably what's going to happen. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like you could really do some like research about, because like when you do it, you want to do give it justice. You want to give yourself justice and like do it well. And maybe yeah. like if this is a goal that you have, like you are more intentional with it actually being like a project. Like a photographer, like you have like this project that you want to have a show and you want to have a thing. It's like maybe you already have photos that you like, but I also think it's okay to like shoot with the intention of a, like people do that all the time. Artists do that. They have a showing, they have a gallery, and they will make art and they will make pieces for that show.
Yeah, it's a different way of working. Everybody works differently. Sometimes people go out with the intention of the project, and some people make the project after collecting photos for a number, like a certain amount of years.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know that better than I do. I just feel like in general, whenever I've seen like any type of art being shown, is like there's a cohesiveness between the pieces.
Yeah.
And so, and usually you call it like the blah, blah, blah collection, or like the part of it, this was part of the blah, blah, blah exhibit, or the, you know.
Yeah.
But it also depends, because then there's artists that have been like making art, or photographers or sculptures or whatever, for so many years, and they have this like name for themselves that now they could be shown in a gallery with like certain chosen pieces from their collection, you know, that yeah. they've had over the years. And it's not necessarily that they made pieces for that gallery.
Yeah.
I just think like, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to just kind of like make this a goal, since there's also like a timeline, you know, within like the next 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of also, I have so many photography books, and some of them, they don't, it's not cohesive. They're just like each photo is, they can write something about that. Maybe that's just the story behind that photo.
I know, but also all these photographers are like now old.
Yeah.
So they've had like a lifetime of like photos and work that they've put together into one. Over time, they didn't take photos for that book. That's like a collection of like 30 years of their work.
Yeah.
You know, so that's different.
Yeah.
So you're not in your 60s yet.
No, I'm not. But all I'm saying is that I don't want to overthink and wait until I have, because it's hard to have a 20 photos that are all cohesive and it makes sense. Then I'll wait like 10 years before I have a gallery.
Yeah, but you can also maybe like search within your creative bank of like what's something that really inspires you, what's something that is like really interesting to you as a photographer and as somebody who wants to record life happening.
It's just everyday life.
I know, but
everyday life from this year and next year is going to look the same.
Yeah, but everyday life encompasses like so many different,
I mean, the one thing that I know for sure is like the long project that I'm doing for like your book, or like all the photos that I've been taking of you throughout the years. That's a clear project that I have in mind.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can be like, this is the book of Alia. You know, that's one thing. But all my other work, I feel like it's okay, cool. Different countries, different photos, different vibes. Maybe that could be categorized as separate projects.
I'm saying like, what if you wanted to like go on a specific photo project and you're going to go to the Congo and like take photos there?
Oh, of course. That's very, what I'm saying. That's very like, clear and intentional.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And I think a more clear and intentional direction, it carries out. Like, there's a reason why people do like a collection. People do like a streamline of consciousness throughout some sort of thing.
100%.
It's satisfying to the person ingesting the art.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that completely, but up until now, I haven't done that and have so many photos. What does that mean for those photos?
Yeah, but also those photos don't, like, they can still be, the photos you have so far are still important, even if they're not in a gallery or even if they're not put together in a show.
But see, so this is the last thing I'll say about that. I want to show them because I have some work up until now that deserve, and I feel like I need to put them up in a show. just because it wasn't a specific trip. That's what I'm saying about overthinking, that you can show the work.
Yeah, you also just can't have like,
Can't have what?
No, you just can't have like a lot, like you can't have like a gallery every year.
No.
You know? And I just have this thing where it's like, if you are going to have a show where you're showing your photos and your work, you want it to be, like, it's also, it's okay that you're overthinking it, because that means that you care and you want to put out a good show.
I'm not just going to put random.
You don't want to just throw together like, oh yeah, these are some photos I really liked, and like, here you go, come see the photos.
Yeah.
You know?
But those photos will not go, they'll be up at some point somewhere.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be.
Yeah, but the idea of traveling somewhere specifically to shoot something and be able to put something together, that makes so much sense, and I want to do that.
Like, it could be that, or it could be like in New York, you specifically focus on like something. I just know that when there's a pattern and there's a theme, it's like us as humans, we really take satisfaction in that. And I think there's a reason. Yeah. And that's why like there's stories, and that's why like there's a reason why certain things are done the way that they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's something I've just been thinking about. That's it.
Yeah.
Next, what do we have?
I mean, for me with like career stuff, I just want to like get better at posting short form videos, because there's still like kind of a crutch in my step.
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm so like long form content girl, once it's not just the two of us and I'm going to be a mom, I just don't know how I'm going to navigate like making a full video every week and then also posting short form content and the type of content that I do, that is just like me living my life. But I don't know, it's going to be a lot to like figure out. So until then, I want to make it a point to really like grow and get comfortable with making short videos, because they are a lot easier to make.
For Instagram.
So yeah, for like whatever platform that are just short, long, short vertical videos.
Yeah.
So that by the time like it's not just the two of us and it'll be three of us, the short form content is like kind of going like at a good pace.
Yeah.
And then let's end with fun social life things. I have two things written down here.
Okay.
One is host a lot of dinner parties, game nights, and all those things.
Oof. Because I can't wait for that. Fall is like, I mean, you can do that not in the fall, but fall, winter, I feel like it's the time for that.
Yeah. And I also think like once you will have a baby and like all the baby stuff is out and all the shit is everywhere, and I feel like you just won't want to have as many people over, because it's also like your space, you know?
Yeah.
And like the baby sleeping.
Baby toys.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like once you have a baby, you just won't host that much. And because it just feels like a lot more complicated. So I think up until that point, I really want to just like randomly have people come over and just play games or have dinner,
yeah.
Have like people bring food, hang out, like watch a movie. I don't know, just have people like make it more of a casual thing that people come over. It doesn't always have to be like a thing.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It could just be, but I feel like watching a movie kind of takes away the point of it.
Yeah, that's true. I just kind of randomly said that.
You're all watching the movie, nobody's talking. It's like, I mean, I get it, but like when you have people over, it's to like catch up, talk, play games.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So I would like to do that. And the last thing that I have written down is go dancing. Go dancing and like go out.
Like me and you together?
Me and you, not necessarily just the two of us. It could also be like with friends.
You mentioned salsa before.
I mean, not necessarily salsa, because I actually don't even know how to like dance salsa, but I just want to go out dancing. Like, I want to go out dancing. Like, dancing. Like, go to like a bar or something where they have like a dance floor. I'm not trying to go to the club. I'm trying to go to like a dance bar.
Yeah.
Which they do exist, from what my friend told me.
A dance bar. That's what they're called?
I mean, that's not what they're called. But I'm trying to say like a bar where people dance. Because there's bars where people just sit and talk. And then there's bars where people like sit and talk, but mostly dance.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to just go. Or sometimes they have like one-off events where somebody's DJing and Like, I also want to know, like, DJs in New York, because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to find, like, my DJs that I like and my specific music. I would love to go to, like, an oldies, like, type of disco funk dance party situation. Would love that. I'm not really, like, that trying to go, still, like, right? Dance, like, to Drake music. That's not what I'm, that's not what I mean by dancing.
Go dancing to Drake music.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do that.
I don't know if anybody does that.
Of course they do. What you mean? People that go to the club, what you think they listen to? They'd be playing that that Kendrick song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. That's so cringe to me. Like, I want to go somewhere where it's, like, the vibe is, like, cool and fun. And maybe there's, like, also some, like, house, some jazz house.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's there to have fun, not to look cool.
Yeah, exactly. And not to be like, ooh, like, hot girl. Like, what's your number? Yeah. So I want to do that. I just, like, go out. Go to, like, a bar, hang out with friends, get some drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we definitely do that. We have to.
We have to do that. Like, yeah. This is when we do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my boogie on. You know, before my friend messaged me the other day and she was like, hey, I'm going out dancing tonight. Like, do you want to come? But it was the night that you were coming back to town,
mm-hmm.
like from when I had just been living on my own. And I was really tempted because I was really like just feeling good being back in New York and stuff. But it was the night that you were coming back. So obviously I wasn't going to like go dancing when you're coming back.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen you in a month, but. When she invited me, I was like, damn, like, I would go get my boogie on. Just, like, vibe out, just listen to music, have a good time, and then leave. It also doesn't have to be a whole thing. Like, it can be, like, for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
When you go out dancing like that, and then, like, obviously there's single people there, and then there's someone who wants to dance with you. And it's, like, another guy. But you're in a relationship, you just left to dance with your friend for fun. What are you doing in that situation?
I'm not dancing with that person. I'm dancing with my friend.
I was going to say, like, you better.
But I'm also trying to go with you.
Yeah. How long does it take to get you to your nail appointment?
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we should end the episode now.
Yeah, no, I want to go dancing with you for sure. I don't care what kind of dance it is.
Yeah, I mean, I do care the music, though. Like, the music has to be good. I'm not very much into, like, electronic EDM.
No,
like,
no.
Not that.
That's a different type of dance. I feel like with that one, you kind of just jump up and down.
Yeah. I also find that, like, it's like, that's not dancing to me if you're just jumping all day.
It's more cardio than it is.
Like, you're just jumping at this point. You should say, I just want to go jumping.
No, you should just go say, you want to go work out?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. This was great.
This is, so this is what our pre-baby bucket list consists of. Obviously, there's many other things that maybe we didn't think about putting on the list that we want to. There's also things that are just like life goals that I think will transfer past when we have a kid or two. And there's also stuff that we need to do like when we'll actually be pregnant and time will be of the essence before like the baby will be here. Of random things, you know, like getting the house ready, you know, it's going to be so funny.
You got to get things ready before the baby's here.
It's going to be so funny because I'm really going to feel like a child that's about to have a kid. And it's like, why am I having a kid? Like, what do I know about life? You're really feeling like that.
You're a grown woman. You're not a child.
Of course not. But I'm saying like, I still feel like I'm figuring shit out.
Yeah, everyone is.
I know.
There's people who had kids way younger than you.
Yeah, I know. Which is the crazy part, but I'm just thinking how it's like, I feel like I'm an adult, but at the same time, I don't feel like.
Like, what is it supposed to feel? You know, I feel like this is the thing that people talk about. Like when you're an adult, you're just older. You're just doing, you just keep doing
the same
thing.
Yeah, but like,
thing.
You're still kind of like not really sure what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, nobody knows. Like there's someone 40 years old feeling the same way we do and we're younger.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I don't know. I'm just figuring this shit out.
That's why I'm like, how am I going to have like a kid though? Like, it almost feels like you have to be in such a specific like place to have a kid.
My sister tells me you have a kid and you just become, you you figure out what you need to do and you're able to do it.
I know, but it's like, I do that already. It's like, you know, we have a job, you have things to do, you have responsibilities, pay rent to pay, yeah. like all these things, and you get those done.
Exactly.
But taking care of a whole other human is kind of like, especially like the first time and the first one, because I really didn't spend time around kids much.
Yeah, I know.
So that's another thing too, but it's going to be, I know it's going to be really fun. Like when we're in that era is going to be, that's just what's going to be happening.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be very cute. So yeah, that's about it. I need to leave for my appointment. So you got to do the outro, but I love you guys very much. And thank you for listening, and let us know in the comments your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks, Ali. Yeah, that's it, guys. I'm gonna do the outro again by myself. Alia is, I think she's running late. She's now running around the house trying to figure out. Well, luckily it's walking distance from here, right? So anyways, I'm doing the outro by myself. If let me know what you guys thought about the whole gallery thing. I think it's trying to make a point, and yeah, you know, you don't, it doesn't, when you're putting something together, it's very easy to just overthink. That's what I was trying to say. Sometimes you just have to put something together that may not be perfect, but it's still your work. You know, each photo still has value. So anyways, that's what I want to say. And also, whenever that's going to be happening, everyone is invited. So if you're listening to this, just know that I'm going to put out a flyer wherever it's going to happen. And we're going to hire probably like a small team, me, Alia, a few people, maybe to help us with, I don't know, drinks, maybe a DJ, maybe like tickets. I don't know. But the whole WTJ community is invited wherever that's going to be. I'm thinking either New York, maybe Antwerp. I don't know, but we'll see. Thanks for listening. I got to go. I can kind of keep talking, but we have to get some stuff done. So, okay. Bye.